Our latest briefing looks at the impact of those measures across the income distribution. What you see is that the legacy of Budget 2023 is that those temporary measures are failing low-income households, in particular low-income workers earning between 50 and 20 euros an hour. And in fact, the gap between the better off and those on the lowest incomes, so those on social welfare working incomes, is actually growing. And the reason this is because a lot of those cost of living additional measures, they're temporary measures, such as the electricity credits that we've had, one-off additional welfare payments, food allowance payments, one-off additional child benefits payments. Those are temporary, those are one-off, and once you receive them and once you spend them, they're gone. Whereas the permanent measures announced last year really relate to tax and tax credits and tax bans, and the bulk, the benefit of those have gone to those on the higher income, those who are better off. So what we've actually seen is an increase in the rich-poor gap by nearly 200 euros a year. Which, you know, is really problematic in a time when people are finding it really difficult to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm. How would low-income, welfare-dependent families be prioritised in the budgetary policies?
Well, we're calling in Budget 2024 that we need to see a minimum increase in core social welfare rates of 20 euros a week across the board, and an increase of 50 euros in the child benefit payment as well. We're also looking for a cost of disability allowance, the introduction of a living wage, and also that families on the working family payments get access to the fuel allowance and some of the other additional welfare supports that are available. Because if government doesn't do that in this year's budget, and if they don't look at prioritising low-income households and increasing welfare rates by at least 20 euros, what you're going to see is that rich-poor gap widening and those low-income households being left further and further behind. And one-off cost of living measures just won't work. We've seen already in the past 12 months that they failed, that once that one-off money is spent, then it's gone and people are still back in the same situation that they were. And in reality, that those people are worse off now this year than they were this time last year.